Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
And a warning, this segment may trigger a response, but it could be a wonderful one. What people describe as a tingling in the scalp, even a braingasm. They're called tingleheads, and you've probably by now heard about ASMR, or autosensory meridian response, which sounds all scientific, but it was a term made up in 2010 by a woman who found an online thread called Weird Sensation Feels Good, and she made up the name. What it is a reaction to YouTube videos in which people whisper as they turn pages or fold a napkin or talk about haircuts, that's very popular, or tap on things. Remember that ad with Zoe Kravitz drumming on a Michelob Ultra bottle during a Super Bowl commercial? That was a hat tip to ASMR.
Let's all experience something together.
How did you react to that? I have to say, my flesh crawled. But Cardi B watches ASMR videos on YouTube every night to fall asleep, and millions of others do. Our next guest also had this feeling and didn't know what it was until she started researching. And now she's doing some of the very first scientific research on ASMR at the University of Sheffield and Manchester Metropolitan University in England. She joins us by Skype from Cambridge, England. Julia Poerio, welcome.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
And you did feel this as a child, but you didn't know what it was?
Yeah, so I mean, ASMR is something that I've experienced for my whole life, but it wasn't something that I was aware that other people also experienced. So I thought that it was just my own little special feeling that I had. So I spoke to my sister about it when we were younger, and she doesn't experience it. And then I found out in about 2013 that it was something that other people experienced, but there's also all of this content on YouTube to simulate the ASMR feeling.
Now you're studying it. Is it something that's really happening?
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. This was really the key behind our research, was we wanted to provide a scientific test of whether ASMR is a genuine response in people that claim to experience it. We don't have any really good data to show that it's, you know, a genuine thing. So our research really set out to kind of explore this. And we asked people to come into the laboratory. Half the people we asked to come in experienced ASMR, half didn't. And we asked them to watch a series of videos, including ASMR videos. And what we did was we measured their physiological responses, so how their body responds to these videos. And what we found was that people who experience ASMR when they watch ASMR videos show significant reductions in their heart rates. They're quite large, at 3.41 beats per minute reduction. So it's really interesting, because we now have more objective evidence that ASMR is a genuine response.
Well, it was compared in others to synesthesia, you know, when certain people see numbers in colors and others don't. Let's listen to one of the more popular ASM artists, as they call themselves. This is Maria. Her site is called Gentle Whispering. In this video, she starts by sighing and then brushing her hands on the starch shirt that she's wearing as she speaks. Let's listen.
Hello, welcome to my hair salon. I'm going to be taking care of you. Is this the first time in my salon?
Okay, Julia, you know, I'm looking across into the control room at some engineers who are smiling uncontrollably. Address what I know some people are thinking, that this is just a form of porn whispering, that this is erotic.
Yeah, so I mean, that's a very common misconception, particularly if you don't experience ASMR and you see the videos. You might think that they're in some way sexual, or, you know, they're very intimate. And we did actually ask people whether they experience sexual arousal from watching these videos. They don't. It's a distinctly non-sexual feeling. And actually, the fact that we got reductions in heart rate would kind of suggest that it's almost the opposite of sexual arousal experience. I think the difficulty comes because the nature of the videos are that they're quite close and interpersonal.
Well, some are also saying that what's happening is that it's triggering for many what a mother would have done with a newborn.
Yeah, I mean, it's certainly something that's quite soothing. And if you ask a lot of people about their first experiences of ASMR, it will often be from, you know, a mother, a teacher, or a friend from their early childhood. So it's kind of a bit strange because it's certainly on YouTube that you don't know the person very well at all. But there's this very intimate situation. So that might be why some people find it a bit odd.
Yeah, well, yes. Or I have to confess, for some of us, we call it in radio, we call it wet voices. These are voices with a lot of clicking. Let's listen to a woman called ASMR Pomo, who's doing just that. It's been viewed over 5 million times. So, Julia, I do not react well to that, but what is it about the wet noises that apparently very soothing to people because they're trying to do this?
Yeah, so I mean, it's really interesting that you've noted your own experience, which is, you know, it's almost the opposite of the ASMR response, which is not only do you not find it relaxing, but you also find it incredibly possibly irritating.
Yeah, anxiety making.
Yeah, so, you know, there is something called mesophonia, which literally means hatred of sound. And things like lip smacking, those kind of mouth sounds, eating sounds would be very frustrating for a lot of people.
Oh, they are, because we hear from listeners when they hear them. I might have that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's listen to another YouTube personality, Ting Ting ASMR, over 2 million views on this video. This is sleep in 25 minutes, intense relaxation. It's just her face, two microphones so that she can go back and forth. She plays with her hands and paintbrushes in front of them. Let's listen.
Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Isn't this kind of getting into the realm of white noise? A lot of people need white noise machines with waves crashing or light wind. They need that to fall asleep.
Yeah, I mean, so, you know, people do use different forms of sensory stimulation to perhaps distract from thoughts that they might be having, which are preventing them from getting to sleep. But I think it's more than that. So I think that what ASMR does is it gets people into almost a kind of trance-like state. And I think that's what then leads to sleep.
Okay, well, I have been asked to try this, so with apologies to ASM artists and acknowledging someone on Twitter who said, aren't all NPR hosts a little ASMR? Ha, ha, ha. And maybe as we do a little bit of it, Julia, you could tell us why these particular things are so popular. I'm going to start with a crunching brown paper bag. Let's see. Is that what people do? Have I got it?
I mean,
close?
That was quite good, to be honest. I mean, one of the things that's interesting is that, you know, we ask people about what common triggers are, and things like crinkling sounds, whispering is very common trigger. Often it's the layering of triggers. So what you've just done there is you've layered whispering with, you know, sounds of crunching, and also probably the hand movements, the visual element of that would be quite triggering too.
Why would, and I'm going to just do a little now, why would cutting hair or cutting paper do it? Let's listen. Julia, why?
It's a good question. We don't know why exactly, but crisp sounds like cutting paper or getting a haircut are common triggers. It's the same as, you know, when you get experience. So some of your listeners might be more familiar with something like music-induced chills, where you listen to an incredible piece of music and you get your, you know, the hairs on the back of your neck standing up. What is it about some sounds that create that physiological reaction? It's something that we don't quite know yet, but it's interesting that it happens for some people and not for others.
And what do we do with this? Do you think the medical community should be doing something with this?
I mean, that's a really good question. I guess the first thing is that not everybody experiences ASMR, and it's kind of an open question as to whether people could experience it if they don't yet experience it. So whether it could be rolled out as a treatment is, I guess, an open question. Also, a downside to ASMR is something called ASMR immunity. So if you overexpose yourself to ASMR videos or ASMR in daily life, you find that you're less able to experience it.
Oh, that must be terrible.
So it's
people.
Like a tolerance. So I would normally advise people to take a bit of a break from ASMR stimuli if that's happening to them. So yeah, whether or not it's something that can be used clinically is something that we don't know yet. But what we do know is that people are already using ASMR to help them fall asleep, to, you know, help with anxiety, depression, and all these sorts of things. And we do now have data to support this idea that ASMR is actually physiologically rooted, and it's something that is consistently relaxing for people that experience it.
That's Julia Poeria, who's been researching ASMR. Julia, thank you so much.
Thanks very much for having me.
So, as I tap my mug, or let's see, what else have I got here? As I shake my jar of peanuts, again, Julia is conducting some of the first scientific studies on ASMR at the University of Sheffield and Manchester Metropolitan University in England. Do you make the videos? Do you use them? Let us know.